Oh no. Oh Pablo, no.
You can actually see where you wipe your nose with your shirt.
That's
now.
Not snot.
Do you have any self-respect?
Any?
No. Don't do it.
Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Dan Levitard. That's Pablo Torre. He's got snot on his shirt. Dominic Foxworth and Mina Kimes. Let's get started.
He's disgusting.
How should Cam Newton feel about being left off the Panthers' goat post?
All right. The Carolina Panthers continue, after a decade of doing this, to betray Cam Newton in every single way. I am not the person who gets upset about team graphics. I don't care about your greatest ever list. But you can't have Luke Kuechly on it and not Cam Newton when he's the best Panther ever. And so this ends up happening, guys, and you guys need to help me on this because a couple of you are better at the analysis and scheming of football than I am. But it seems to me that the way they used Cam Newton was super primitive, and it got Ron Rivera a new job. But all it got Cam Newton was broken. And so I ask you guys, help me understand this here. I feel like the Carolina Panthers at every turn have betrayed Cam Newton. First with what I'm talking about here, the primitive offense, and then the barbaric usage of the body and however it is that they've betrayed him through surgery by making him play through stuff. So help me understand how he shouldn't feel disrespected by this.
So on one hand, you're absolutely right. It is totally bonkers to leave off Cam Newton, the former MVP, the guy who took you to the Super Bowl, the franchise leader in passing yards, the only quarterback to ever lead a franchise in passing and rushing touchdowns. And Dan, you're right, he was misused at points during his career. However, Cam Newton himself said you gotta let a lion roar. He did love running the ball in those situations. On the other hand, the person who made this was probably some social media intern, right? Who like saw the meme and just wanted to choose a few players. Oh, Dominique, you know there wasn't a shadowy cabal of front office executives thinking, how are we going to insult Cam Newton today? Now, I understand why people are suspicious, given that the separation between him and the team was less than amicable, but T. Smith Sr. is on there. That separation was less than amicable, too. He said when he came back to Carolina, there would be so much blood and guts on the field, he would have to put on goggles. So I don't think we should overreact to this.
Dominique, you're not buying any of this. You're not buying any of this.
Mina, it's so kind of you to try to extend them more benefit of the doubt than they actually deserve. But they're not only saying that he's not the GOAT. He's not even worthy to be in the voting. Like, he's not top three. And I can't imagine that during these times that social media posts are not getting reviewed, lots of people reviewed it. And so I would assume that the person who posted this, who originally constructed this idea, is not foolish enough to leave Cam Newton off. They put Cam Newton on. And someone higher up was like, you know what? We can't give that love to Cam. He don't deserve it. And they took him off. Somewhere along the line, it could either be the lowly social media intern who should not be an intern for the Carolina Panthers if he didn't think Cam Newton deserved to be on this list, or whoever's higher up that reviewed his post and said, you know what? Let's get Cam out of here. It's no way to look at this. And also, it's not a mandate that you have to put out a GOAT post today. Like, no one was asking for this. No one else is doing this. No one else is discussing this. They just created their own opportunity to disrespect Cam again when he doesn't have a job.
But hold on. We are all taking this GOAT post very seriously, so allow me to do the same. The person who should be most mad about this is not Cam Newton. It is Steve Smith, because they gave Luke Kuechly the path of least voting resistance. He got the fave as the metric for his popularity, right? Then what happened? Julius Peppers got the reply, and this thing is getting ratioed to hell. So Julius Peppers' numbers are way off the charts. Meanwhile, nobody wants to retweet straight up this stupid post in favor of Steve Smith for all the reasons we said. So Steve Smith, you should be most furious about how this electoral process allegedly was constructed.
Racism.
So somebody, you know we're going to have to do this, right? You know whoever runs social media for Highly Questionable is going to have to do this. And I'll just say, please make me the fave.
Mark Davis gave the Raiders his blessing to sign Colin Kaepernick. But where should Cap want to play?
All right, before we go down this path, I want to point out to you guys that Mina Kimes did our Looks Like tournament. We'll get to the serious stuff in a second. And in the NIT tournament of the Looks Like, Mark Davis looked like an old woman who gets tased in an old episode of Cops for refusing to put out her cigarette. So now this person is saying that he's endorsing the idea that Kaepernick could be a Raider. It feels to me, you guys go to want to play already. He does look like that. You can't dispute.
It really does.
Like there is no disputing.
Just a laser. Just
like
a laser.
That. Okay, but I need to get back to the serious point of what I was making about Kaepernick and where he should want to play. Is this really where we are in this conversation now, guys? Has this shifted this much? The NFL saying we're wrong, that all of a sudden it's like, where does Cap want to play? Are we there already?
No, we're not there. Cap's not going to get a job. I don't see that happening. I don't see any of the owners or the teams going out on that limb, even though it seems much sturdier than it's been in the past. But if there was a place that I thought he'd be a good fit, I think it's Pittsburgh. It's a situation where they have an older quarterback who is a little bit fragile, and they have a team that expects to win now, and a team that, frankly, we saw last year has no interest in rebuilding, no interest in tanking or drafting a new quarterback. I think he fits well there with an established coach and an organization that is stable and trusted. I think that's a good spot for him, better than any of the other locations.
I agree with Dominique. I think the best spot would be a team with an entrenched starter that needs a very high quality backup, like a Pittsburgh, a Houston, a Kansas City. You can go look at those depth charts. They would really benefit from Kaepernick, or a team that actually should have a competition, like a Jacksonville, or dare I say it, a New England. But Dominique, while I agree with you, the chance is not greater than 50%. A month ago, it felt like zero. How remarkable is it that we are even having this conversation and it doesn't feel completely insane?
But Mina, it does feel completely insane to me, because the reason this conversation had been impossible, if not completely unthinkable, was because for about 4 years, the president of the United States had played the anti-kneeling, anti-Colin Kaepernick song like it was his free bird, right? This was the thing he played and loved to play to everybody. But yesterday, Dominique, it's a song, Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know. Let's Google it later.
I don't know.
Come on, Dominique. Come on.
It's very popular and very long.
Are there any features on that? No?
It's the opposite of a song with features, actually. But the thing that's so crazy about this, especially now, is that yesterday, Donald Trump gave an interview where he was asked about whether he'd like to see Colin Kaepernick back in the league. And Donald Trump said that he would absolutely love to if he's good enough to play. Like, can we just stop for a second?
Yeah,
that is
crazy.
180 degrees!
I don't understand what is happening around here.
But in the movie version of this story, and this is to say nothing of the actual depth chart that Mina had alluded to there, the New England Patriots, like, the perfect ending to this movie is Colin Kaepernick being welcomed back into the league as a patriot.
An actual patriot. An American patriot. Look at that in terms of symbolism. But he can't beat out Stidham.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
Leaking a group chat is nothing sacred. I mean, Pablo, Dominique, and I have a group chat where we spent 4 days talking about what we would do if we were in Westworld. The world doesn't need to see that. Don't leak that.
Highly Questionable is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Kyrie Irving got salty and left the Nets group chat. What would make you want to leave a group chat?
All right, before I go down this path, I just want to look back for a second. And when Adam Silver said of some of his superstars that they were sad, I don't associate that with the guys who came out and said that they were actually clinically depressed like Kevin Love. I associate that sadness with Kyrie Irving. He seems to be having some difficulty navigating all of these spaces where he doesn't feel like he could trust anybody, even in a group chat, because he's perpetually becoming the punching bag for internet jokes. So he leaves a group chat with the Nets, according to Taylor Rooks, because he doesn't like that these leaks about him wanting to start a new league outside of the NBA keep going out. And I understand how it is that he arrives in this place. Now, to answer the question, what would make me want to leave a group chat? If I didn't trust that the people there were going to keep it quiet, I'd want to leave one.
Dan, this is actually a question I am contemplating in real time, because I am in a group chat right now against my will with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Gen Z, I think, kids. And my phone number has gotten added to this group chat. And because leaving the group chat is a declaration of war, I don't want to draw attention to the fact that I have been in this group chat where they're talking about, like, social studies and posting K-pop memes.
Wow. Did they know you were in the chat? Are they aware of your presence?
I have said nothing. I have thought about just, like, throwing an emoji in there just to make it seem like I'm cool.
That's super weird. Super weird. I'm going to bring it back to Kyrie Irving, because yet again, I find myself in a position of wanting to defend him. Initially, because he was delivering a message that would have been received very differently if it had been delivered by anyone else about playing and social justice. And now, because apparently in this chat or a prior one, he has the temerity to suggest that the players might deserve more than 50% of the revenue. Not a radical idea. And also, leaking a group chat is nothing sacred. I mean, Pablo Dominique and I have a group chat where we spent 4 days talking about what we would do if we were in Westworld. The world doesn't need to see that. Don't leak that.
Please don't. Seriously, do not leak that specific group chat.
I agree with Mina. I think that of all the professional sports, the one where the players could break off and start their own league and it could potentially be successful, it is basketball. It's the only sport where we truly only show up to see 10 to 15 guys. If those 10 to 15 guys broke off, they could sell their TV rights, they would absolutely, I would think, in the first year have no problem attracting investors and attracting sponsors and getting a huge TV deal. I think it could be something smart to do going forward, but because it came from Kyrie's mouth, we all think it's foolish.
But Dominique is just sitting here shrugging his shoulders on that idea and saying it's viable. Like, he's saying, as someone who was in that world and as someone who says that the union in football should decertify to get more rights, like, that's a crazy thing to hear you say, I think. I think most people would be surprised to hear you say, hey, those guys should break off from the league.
Yeah, I'm not saying they should, but I'm saying that it shouldn't be laughable. And I mean, to be clear, I think all sports unions should decertify, but I'm a reckless dude.
Yeah, let me see what these kids think, actually. Should the union decertify?
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers, always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Highly Questionable is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit, part of Happy Hour.
Sunday night on ESPN, the ESPYs.
All right, I don't think there's a bigger gulf anywhere in sports for me from liking what a guy does electrically on a football field and not wanting him hosting an award show. Russell Wilson is that guy for me. He doesn't say anything. I love to watch him play, but let's see him at last year's ESPYs here as he hosts with Megan Rapinoe and others this year's ESPYs. Let's check in with him last year.
What sort of messages are you imparting upon the youngsters?
I forgot about that hair.
Be able to practice the best in the NFL. That's where winning starts.
Amazing it looks.
Oh, look at what we stuck in there. Look at fucking Nina. A shocking turn of events, as Nina was not expecting that at all. She thought we were going to celebrate her beloved quarterback. Look, she's fled the scene because they should have handed the ball off there clearly. Are you guys intrigued? Dominique,
no,
are you intrigued?
Not. It was the right decision to pass.
Dominique, are you intrigued?
I love everything that this company puts out. I don't miss Korean baseball, and I will not miss the ESPYs.
Pablo, how about you? Wow, full company man. Pablo, how about you? Are you intrigued?
I am intrigued if Russell Wilson gets up there and just word for word recites Norm MacDonald's ESPYs monologue.
Yes.
That would be an amazing character.
John Elway, why the long face? It was never allowed for an edgy host to do it since.
LeBron was actually a pretty good host.
Is it over?
Play it again! Play it again!
Play clock at five.
There it
is. Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
What a play.
Unreal. Malcolm Butler.
Such a great play.
Thank you for watching.
Did you guys see the gender feature on FaceApp? That's been going around where if you're a man, they show what you look like as a woman. So I asked
Charlie to. Oh, yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa. Oh. Smoky eyeshadow.
Not bad, right?
Bad. I'm going to be the punchline. Wait, here's the punchline. The punchline.
You were the first one. You were the first one.
I thought you were pretty.
Yeah, oh, that is me.
Yeah, that is me.
Yeah,
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Dan didn't recognize
I didn't recognize
himself.
Myself as a woman.
I want to see Mina. Do we have Mina as a man? Like, that's not
Yeah,
fair.
Why is this not? What? Wait a minute. Oh, my God.
What a Lothario DJ. Michael Mina is.
Hold on. Put that back up. Great mustache.
I'm Pablo.